It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The famous Lincoln-Douglas debates of 1858 each lasted 3 hours. That's a good deal longer than modern-day political debates in America, but they were short compared with the debate yesterday in Egypt. We're told this was the first televised presidential debate in the history of the Arab world. And two leading contenders among the many running in Egypt talked for 4.5 hours. That left them plenty of time to argue over the role of Islam in society and Egypt's relationship with Israel. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo.
Waiters and patrons thronged the plasma screen TVs at Gol Cafe in the trendy Zamalek neighborhood as the debate began a half hour late. Some, like 18-year-old high school student Ahmed Hamouda, were suspicious about this latest democratic milestone in their country. He complains that the candidates can say anything they like, but adds that it's more important for Egypt's next president to be judged by what he does. Nevertheless, they were glued to the screens as former Brotherhood leader Abdelmonem Abul Fatua and former Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa sparred with each other. Political science professor Hassan Nafa is a columnist for the Egyptian daily Al Masriyum. He says the interest is understandable, given Egyptians for the first time have a say in who their next leader will be.
Egypt has never been so politically motivated. So instead of watching TV series, they are watching political debate every night.
The two private Egyptian stations hosting the debate made sure the broadcast included plenty of dramatic flair. Moderators and analysts spent hours beforehand explaining the Western-style format to viewers.
Mr. Nixon comes out of the Republican Party.
They showed excerpts of the 1960 debate between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon.
Mr. Nixon, would you like to comment on that statement?
I have no comment.
Afterward, analysts discussed the two American men's styles.
Would you like to respond to Senator Biden's comments about John McCain?
No, thank you.
The experts also discussed the 2008 debate between vice presidential candidates Sarah Palin and Joe Biden, while featuring a Saturday Night Live parody of the debate with Tina Fey playing the role of Palin.
Hockey moms and Joe six-packs.
The Egyptian candidates were asked 24 questions by two moderators. They were also allowed to pose questions to each other. But the men were restricted to a two-minute time limit per answer, a rarity in this Egyptian campaign season where politicians often drone on. While the candidates were civil in tone, their words for each other were often harsh. Each criticized the other's reaction to the recent clashes between soldiers and protesters in front of the defense ministry. Moussa repeatedly dismissed Abul Fatua as a radical Islamist. The former Brotherhood leader, in turn, denounced Moussa as an unwelcome remnant of the Mubarak era. Back at the Gol Cafe, architect Amr Sobhi wasn't impressed.
Right now, they're both are losing for me. The debate is not very good, but I'm pro Abul Fatua, so right now I'm rooting for him, but I'm not finding what I'm looking for.
But Sobhi says he's glad Egyptians were getting a chance to see a presidential debate. He adds it's a good way for voters to test the candidate's mettle. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.